Welcome back to Downtown. By the sound of that music, you know it's time for our high school report presented by Swetz Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road, 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the first, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community, and by Maine Masonic Charitable Foundation. Well, we have a lot of sponsors, and I'm sure Mark Callen will have a lot to talk to us about today. Welcome in, Mark.
Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing well. So one of the things I want to ask you about is a lot of people who won state championships last year in football didn't win their opening games.
Yeah, it's going to be some changes, I think, at the end of this year, but which is good to have new blood. But you know, there are some of the teams that were at the top last year, locally, Foxcroft, Orono, that did win opening week. So it's kind of a mixture there. some new blood, plus some of the teams that were great last year are going to be great this year.
So, what was the most surprising score for you?
I guess Bangor, I mean, it wasn't like a real shocker. I mean, Lawrence is a Class B team and Bangor is a Class A team, but it was surprising how they took care of them. And I think it proved that Bangor is going to be better this year. And because Lawrence is, I think, one of the best teams in Class B North. I think they're going to be right there at the end, competing for the Northern Maine Championship. So I think that was a outstanding win for Bangor to start the season. They're going to have a tough one tonight, but it'd be challenged. But I think that was a great start to the season.
In all this realignment, and all this 8-man, 11-man, both in football and soccer, are we likely to lose some of the real traditional rivalries?
Yeah. So, I mean, you have the, obviously the Brewers in Class C now, so you lose Bangor, Brewer. Dexter Foxcroft's kind of gone by the wayside with Dexter being an 8-man and stuff like that. And there's other ones that, the traditional battles, teams like Bucksport and Stearns and Dexter being 8-man, they're going to still all play each other, but, kind of losing the rivalries of with other schools. So a little bit, I think. And, even in soccer, you see it locally from where I am. Obviously Dexter and PCHS Guilford there can't play because in boys, Dexter is playing 8-player, and in girls, PCHS is playing 8-player. So obviously they're in opposite kind of leagues there. So little things like that, new rivalries can be created, right?
Oh, absolutely. Now, when you're looking at football this weekend, and we'll get to soccer too, this weekend, what game are you covering, and what are the other games you think people should keep their eye on?
Well, I'm actually just updating the scoreboard. Chris will be at the Oceanside Hermit game and covering it. We do not have a football broadcast today. We are going to have two soccer games on tomorrow, video only. No full broadcast, but we will do that tomorrow. But as I said, Chris will be at Oceanside Hermit. That could be an interesting game. Oceanside is kind of one of the favorites there. But Hermit had a good win over Brewer week one, so that could be interesting. Some other games, as I mentioned, Bangor, Wyndham, a game that's not really local, but statewide. I think Thornton-Oxford Hills is one of the best games on the slate this week down there in South Paris. I think that's good. I think Thelmouth at Lawrence will be good. Brewer-Hamden, one of those teams, going to get a win. We'll see, who does. I think that could be a, get one of those teams rolling in the right direction. In 8-man, you got, Bucksport, Holton, Dexter, Matanaco, Orono, Stearns, all should be interesting games there.
Oh, well, we'll look forward to checking those out. And what are we sort of looking at soccer? Where have the upsets been, and where's the interesting stuff coming up?
Well, Orono girls have kind of proven to be kind of the early season favorite there in Class C. They've kind of rolled to the early start there, cruising. They got a big one today though. Bucksport's another solid team there in Class C. I think that's one of the most interesting games of the weekend there. Just started at Bucksport at Orono this afternoon, so that'll be interesting. As I said, I'm going to be doing a video broadcast tomorrow. Dexter doubleheader, Darago at Dexter, not a kind of a matchup you usually see the regular season. That's a boys' game, and Sumner Dexter girls that play after that 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock tomorrow. So that should be interesting there. I think in boys soccer, I think Washington Academy, Fort Kent, they play tomorrow in East Machias. That could be an interesting game. I think those are two of the favorites there in Class C. So those are a couple of things.
Well, that's pretty good. Now we're getting the other sports getting rolling here. Cross country and golf, I assume, are starting to roll. Your website covers so much stuff, and you cover so many events, and it's not like you have a staff of 100, right? How hard is it to try and cover the main sports and have a geographic distribution of what you're doing? I think people should know that.
It's very difficult. I mean, we got Chris is out there, as I said, covering games tonight. I'm going to actually be heading over to the end of the Foxcroft Dexter girls soccer game today. But I try to cover, locally where we are, and we try to expand as much as possible. But yeah, it's very difficult. We got, Zach and Gabe and Chris and myself do the broadcast, and, we got all the Foxcroft home games. But yeah, we're always looking to expand. People will message about not covering the other sports. Well, we're always looking for more help. We're definitely always looking for more help, get more coverage of these, because we would love to cover every sport all the time. But, it's not, as you said, we don't have a staff of 100. We're very, very limited. And, we all have our other, full-time jobs too. So, kudos to all the people that are there helping. And we got a lot of people sending scores and sending updates too. Coaches send recaps too, which is a big help.
Well, I wish you the best of luck and appreciate what you're doing, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Bruce. Take care.
Hey, that's Mark Callen with the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire, the First, and the Masonic Charitable Foundation.